Hello, and welcome to our quick overview of the SAMR model. Not to confuse this with ASMR. Instead, this is a framework that is designed to help educators integrate technology effectively in the classroom. The model has four levels: substitution, augmentation, modification, and redefinition, which these are in two categories: enhancement and transformation.
Exactly. Let's start with substitution, which is part of the enhancement category. This is the simplest level where traditional tools are replaced by digital versions. For example, paper worksheets become PDFs shared online. While this makes materials more accessible, it doesn't enhance learning. It's essentially a direct swap.
Moving on to augmentation, the second section of enhancement, this level still keeps the core tasks the same, but it incorporates digital features for improvement. Imagine using an online quiz tool like Kahoot that provides instant feedback. It's more engaging for students, but doesn't change the actual learning objectives.
Now we get to modifications, the first level of true transformation. Here, technology reshapes the task, adding interactive elements that enhance collaboration. For instance, students working together on a shared document in Google Classroom or creating a podcast like the one you're hearing now to summarize a topic. This level promotes cooperative learning and creative problem solving.
And finally, we reach redefinition, the last level of the transformation category. This stage uses technology to create entirely new learning experiences that were previously impossible. Think of students connecting with peers around the world for joint projects or publishing their work online to reach a broader audience. These texts provide real-world connections and help develop technologies and soft skills like adaptability and digital communication.
So why is the SAMR model important? It helps teachers understand how to move beyond just digital replacements and toward innovative teaching strategies that engage students deeply. However, like other research models, it's not without its challenges. Moving into modifications and redefinition requires significant time and training. Not every lesson needs to reach those stages.
Exactly. The key here is balance. While redefinition can be powerful, a well-executed augmentation can still provide meaningful benefits. It's all about using technology thoughtfully to support learning goals. Thanks for listening to our take on the SAMR model. We hope this helps you rethink how to use technology in the classroom. Until next time, keep experimenting and evolving.